Preliminary work will continue this summer on an in-state natural gas pipeline. That's despite the legislature's failure to approve $200 million and expanded powers for the agency charged with pursuing the project, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. The legislature did provide $21 million, and AGDC President Dan Fauske says that's enough to keep the North Slope to South Central project going in light of the new direction from Governor Parnell.
We've been slowed a little bit in reference to Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. However, with the announcement of the merger or the alignment that the governor's proposing that includes AGDC with the producers in TransCanada, that's good news. And we look forward to working throughout the summer with people and seeing the governor has called for by third quarter, which in September, to have this alignment and a plan going forward for what, as you remember in his discussions, was an LNG line to Tidewater. And so that's the next phase that we're really going to be working hard on and keeping track of.
Fauske updated the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce on the in-state gas line project yesterday. He says the AGDC is no longer on track to hold an open season to gauge gas shippers' interest in 2013 and deliver gas to Fairbanks by 2018. But significant progress is being made.
With the EIS, Record of Decision, BLM, the federal right-of-way, all these things that are coming into place, the wetlands permits, state's never been this far in any pipeline project.
Interior state legislators were on hand to hear Fauske's presentation. Fairbanks Senator Joe Thomas, a Democrat, says legislators were in a difficult spot this session. He says many questioned full funding for the AGDC, given that two gas line projects drawing state money are still in play.
The amount of money that was going to be expended, maybe over the same period of time that more AGIA money was being expended, and then either one or the other goes. So in some cases, people felt that a lot of that money might just be wasted.
Senator Thomas admits it's optimistic to think the AGDC, TransCanada, and North Slope producers will be able to come together on a merged Alaska gas line project. The latest development is being driven by depressed natural gas prices in the lower 48 and increased overseas demand.